This is it. Your chance to see, well, whatever this is.
Such an integrated part of the show. And,
we should go to
the cafe. The show, the cafe, it all becomes the same thing.
That's
the lights go on and the red lights come on. And
it's going to be, I would say, uh-oh, just a minute.
We got a blue display.
46 was after the war, actually, but it is true that the engine was not as important as the exterior look and the expansion of the chassis, the body by Fisher and so forth.
What about this skull?
You see these two skulls on my desk? They're both staring over at the smoke pot guy. They're not staring at the audience.
But they could.
Yes, they could turn their deathly gaze, their blank eyes on our audience, but we choose to shield them from this memento mori. After all, we all know that death will come when it will come.
Yeah, mind your own business, Skeletor.
Here, it only serves to provide some gravitas, and otherwise raucous presentation.
Raucous rolling of a presentation.
You know, I bet by now the smoke pot guys are pretty stoned.
Saturday night, 9 o'clock. We can't give you the price and we can't tell you it's going to be interesting. But aside from that, try to be there.
Whoa.
And if you're looking for a copy of Fair Use, I'm selling them.
You know what that means? Whenever you hear the Darth Vader soundtrack, it means, hey, Rob. Hey, Rob wants beer.
And why shouldn't he? I mean, he can't leave his console. It makes sense to bring him a beer. So what's the problem?
How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
So, let's see how stoned the smoke pot guys are. Ready?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Commercial-grade lubricants.
Isn't it wonderful? They'll just laugh at anything. Grand again.
Cast iron skillet. But if you go... I am so happy I found my Phil Collins cassette tape. It is the one with the studio. Which, by the way, was the favorite song of the guy in American Psycho. I misplaced it in 1987, and since then, I've been living an incomplete existence. Like a burrito.
A burrito.
No. Or
beanless burrito, bladeless knife without a handle.
You get the idea. Anywho, I finally found my Phil Collins cassette tape. And my question is, do you want to know where I found it? And then he gives the answer.
You know, I often find, if I may inject this, that the question contains the answer. The answer is right there in the middle of the question.
But
here it is.
They actually provide the answer. They wrote it out here. Well, he's asking you, do you want to know where it is? I guess it's up to me to shield this from you if you do not want to.
Agent of Shield.
No, I can continue and read it. Would you like
whether
to
or not I do know is irrelevant. The question is whether I want to know.
Do you want to know?
It's so difficult to tell because it is so marginal an interest to me. And yet, for the sake of showmanship itself, I will say I am interested in knowing where the Phil Collins cassette was found. But I can also add, I could have told you where to find one. At any rate, let's hear it.
It was inside the Huey Lewis and the News cassette jacket.
But where did that lead Huey Lewis and the News?
I think we should just move on.
We should, and we have already done so.
Does my girlfriend's dress make her look fat?
Can you get her to come up here so I can make a ruling on it?
the reports are that they saw a glowing light, which was yawing and pitching all over the road. It was a flying saucer, they say. Yes, they say they saw a flying saucer.
They say you saw a flying saucer.
Now, sir, the saucer you say you saw, sir, this saucer, sir, the saucer, you saw a flying saucer, sir. You saw a flying saucer.
It was a flying saucer.
Now, the saucer you say you saw, sir, this saucer that you say you saw.
It seesawed back and forth over the highway.
I do not like being inside. I do not like being inside.
I am, and I don't.
It is difficult when the vocabulary is limited to be appropriately descriptive in this instance.
I do not like.
So I'm going to say. Does not make the girlfriend look fat. It does not. No. The dress does make her look fat. And now you need a new girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah. Let's do a... Really? It's you?
It wasn't me, but I just wanted to come to
you. So you drank half the shot?
I'll take a shot.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. You are liars.
Oh, they held a council standing before the river gate. Short time was there, ye well may guess, for music and debate.
You did write it.
Well, I think that you deserve the shot, not him. Why don't you sit down there?
Sit down.
You will now get a shot of Ferdinand Bronte. It won't put any weight on the Christian.
Just drink it. Don't think about it, for Christ's sakes. I'll drink it all. Drink it all. All these people are going to start chanting your name.
Drink it, fatty.
That is most unkind and untrue. But now that I've actually seen her, I'm convinced that my answer is absolutely right. It does not make her fat. I think we've exhausted the possibility.
Okay, let's get on to a more serious question here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so is it true that Vulcans and Klingons are related?
Is that the full extent of the question?
I'm sorry, that's all there is.
Okay, let's just say in two ways they are related. Within the entire story of the Star Trek Bible, a phone book think document, which you really need to consult who's going to write the Star Trek script.
Yes,
Vulcans and Klingons
maybe millions of people
are distantly related, not as closely related as Klingons as Vulcans and Romulans, who are very close to each other genetically. But in the infinite recesses of the Star Trek Bible, all these humanoid races were seeded a long time ago by a greater celestial agency. And that's why they so closely resembled each other, except for little cosmetic bumps and lumps on their faces and unusual facial hair. But in a closer and more realistic approximation, they are as related as they can be, because both were ideas which sprung, as Athena sprung from the brow of Jove, from the brain of Gene Roddenberry, toiling TV producer. He and his seething brain birthed both races. And now, my God, it's out of control. I just ordered some books. I can't come from ordering books. I have got a book catalog. I ordered some good ones. Like one is called Eaten by a Giant Clam. I can't wait to get that one. But on the same page, a book I did not order was all about conversational Klingon and all this sort of thing. Really?
Good Lord.
Entirely out of hand.
Okay, I've got a question here from David. And he gave you an AMC theater ticket, good for one movie.
Who gave me €5?
Yeah, that was his idea.
The line is rushing out from the press itself.
But there are two points right next to each other on every circle. Why is a line
darkness of freezing cold in outer space?
We come up with a show a minute for your listening pleasure.
Okay, we're about to start another one right after the whistle.
That was a goal.
Okay, that was it. The two is to stop.
My baby walks down the street. Then out stepped brave Horatius, the
all
captain.
All the little birdies goes
to every
tweet,
man
tweet,
upon this
tweet,
earth. Death cometh sooner or late. And how can man
when
die better than by facing fearful
so
odds for the ashes of his fathers and
oh,
the
know,
temples
I know, by
of his gods?
When my baby walks down the street, all the little birdies
go. Too much information is always destructive to understand.
Okay, I've got a question.
Or it can be distracting.
You clap, it's okay.
They can click. I think that's it.
Got a question here.
You know, that's I don't know if I believe that, actually.
Well, that is sad. So I guess we're going to have to fire up the obnoxious 8-ball and get them.
So sad, so fresh, the shows that are no more.
We have couple of these questions. You see, people didn't realize.
Attached at the wrists and ankles.
Yeah, as it were, a premium for me, an economium in there. We'll have to subject the audience to the boredom of the 8-ball. Or maybe somebody might want to sponsor one or two of these questions. Why don't you read them out to the audience? And if there's one that they might have answered, maybe somebody would, pony up a dollar.
Yeah, okay, so I'll ask this question, and if you'd like to sponsor it, you can come up on stage and put a dollar.
Do just that.
Or more. And
we'll see the color of your money.
Could get answered. You know, this question, for the price of a cup of coffee, this.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Whoa.
Let's go through
them quickly. Here we go. Are kids always bigger than their parents? Anyone want that one answered?
No.
Anyone care? No. When was the last... When was the last time sandal?
Let me see.
What is the coldest Roman god not named for a planet? Oldest. What is the oldest Roman god? No one. Rushing up on stage with your money? Are you yelling at the stage of an intellectual fucking salon?
Keep going.
Hold on, someone's approaching the stage. Is it because you want to sponsor that guest?
Someone, I wish to sponsor the Time Sandal and the God.
Time Sandal and the God. $2, go.
Very well. All right, thanks, Nico. Do we still have them, or did you throw them
on the fucking floor?
Well, here's the Time Sandal.
What is the Time Sandal?
When was the last Time Sandal? And curiously enough, the god also, who a planet has not been named after. Now, the Saturnian age, according to classical mythology, was an age which preceded the Jovian age. But we not only speak of Saturn, but Cronos, the being who devoured his sons, and who even devoured his son Zeus, but Zeus managed to get out again. This being is often shown as an old guy with a long beard and a sigh over his shoulder. In fact, Father Time, Cronos, and Saturn are sometimes interchangeable. But although our solar system boasts Saturn, it does not boast of Cronos. And being outfitted in the height of Greco-Roman fashion, you can bet that this cosmic geezer wore sandals as was fitting and proper in the Saturnian age. drinkers.
Holy shit. Okay. So we got a couple more sponsor questions here. Will I score a low-income Burning Man ticket? Anybody want to sponsor? Okay.
No, no, I'm talking to this guy here, the guy that says me.
Look at your monitor. She's pointing at me.
Yeah. You can bring yours, too. The more films, the better.
Oh, you are deluded.
Blurdy educational films.
This is pure straight up. This is going to be one hell of a time if we ever get this straight.
It's going to be one hell of a show. One hell of a note.
We're going to begin.
It's a nice little
town. We're going to begin at
Mississippi Mud Puppy.
Raise your kids up.
Good water, good trail.
Way out there in the sticks.
One of those kids.
Back in the back of the boonies.
Let me ask you.
If you want
to
have children, we can raise them here. We're too old, I guess so, but, you know, that means...
They're all hicks from the sticks.
Can I
play
with you guys?
We're too old. Sure, come on down.
Oh, there she goes.
She's got... is that a medicine ball?
Well, one of us.
We'd be dead for their high school graduation. Come on. Only one of us is gay. One of us is too old. Yeah. Look, I don't want any of those...
One of us
is in drag.
One of us doesn't... And the other guy doesn't use power tools. So.
Okay. And that's why the... Oh, my God. Why the power tool drag races never took off.
In the future, he's going to find
November 12th.
$20, that means that, like, they're late. You know, he's like,
Where did you come from, baby dear? Out of the nowhere into the here. William Morris.
Remember a man.
I mean,
came up
Dan William Morris.
The only question I tried
George McDonald. This is what you call a pregnant pause.
There isn't any pregnancy that's playing in.
But that doesn't matter, because we're speaking of a baby. And
a bambino.
When will this child be born? You know, according to the theory of predestination, everything was written in the scroll of fate from the very beginning. And so this event, too, is part of the warp and woof of human events. Therefore, it will only be born when it is ready. When it is time for it to come into the world, whether it be premature or late, a girlfriend of mine was 60 hours in labor delivering her infant. Very unfortunate for her. But that was when it was pre-written that this would happen. We can interfere with fate, but even that interference becomes part of it. But all you can do is do as much as you can to cause it to be born. And then you can be sure that when it comes, it will be at its own time. Remember, the stars do not have unusual astrological configurations at the birth of bums and beggars, but nonetheless, they too are kept in order by the cosmic accountancy be born and to die. So for $20,
that's $20.
Now throw one in and let me do a short one because we have a lot of stuff to do. So here we are.
We're on schedule. We're fine.
All right. I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head. I cut and peeled a hazel moth and hooked a berry to a thread. When white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dipped the berry in the stream and caught a little golden trout. When I had laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair, who called me by my name and ran and faded through the brightening air. Though I am old with wandering through hilly lands and hollow lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hands and walk through long and dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun.
George Huizinga is going to be in that one. Yeah, that's a big movie.
Sybil Danning.
Famous in the Sybil Danning
and T.J. Maxx. All sorts of builders and tribes out there. Then they tended to have an imperialism problem. They tended to have bloody sacrifices and one group killing another. Why? Because of that same problem I mentioned earlier, agriculture. With agriculture and the need to subjugate the field and create a monoculture, you have imperialism and the necessity for slaves to work the fields and sacrificial victims to support the hieratic priesthood from the top down. The necessary imperial, royal, military order. So, even though we all know the Native Americans were cool and groovy and could transform themselves into things and all that stuff, still, they were not without the problems that were facing the ancestors of non-Native Americans on other continents. And indeed, these early Americans probably killed off all the charismatic megafauna which existed up to that time. Not even through the imposition of agriculture, but after agriculture.
Not necessarily the same people.
Really took off.
I have a question here about breakfast.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
Still here.
Well, this show is not going to continue through
the questions.
We're going to be closing very soon.
Yeah, no, we've just got a couple of questions.
Breakfast food. That's like a
cereal. Chicken John.
Can you actually bring your chair?
Bring your chair on up here, friend.
Charity begins at home.
Actually, can you put your chair at the edge of the
chair?
With the chair necessities. Those simple chair necessities.
Well, they could also partially face me, partly face the
whole thing. Yeah,
partially faced and partially.
You want to be comfortable here. Have a shot.
Be comfortable and have a shot.
Half a shot onward.
Yes, there's...
I got your question here.
There's an innovation here in our show. We call it the K-Rub moment.
It's a portal.
Here it comes.
Have a K-Rub. Here, have a... It's okay. No, just... It's quick. It's small. Go ahead.
Take your shot.
It's about breakfast. We're talking about breakfast here, which is coming up, really. I think that the best place to answer this question for us is here. You know, but I think
right
that
here.
I think that in order
right
to
in your face
the answer, I think that you need to go here.
Don't go there.
This will help you.
So help me.
Yeah, this works. Here comes the question.
Here's the pitch.
Go ahead.
And he winds up and...
silver lever, you put the thing in your mouth.
Hugs it in easy.
The question is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? Do it all, you can get more. Is breakfast the most important meal of the day? Here's your K-Rock moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Good Lord.
Breakfast means to break your fast. It's the first thing that you will eat, but not the last. You've got to start and start it right, so your insides won't suffer quite. Think carefully what you might eat. Make sure it's not all just some treat. Your breakfast will keep you alive.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. Radio Valencia. Transmissions from the mission. Dr. Alan Dowell presiding. It is 11:27 p.m. on the last part of a Friday night.
Familiar with this particular piece of music? You mean in the percentage of the population who are familiar with the song? That would be a far larger percentage. But then if you have the great mass of the ignorant who have never heard of the song, never have conceived of the song, this would be a crushing statistical weight of an enormous number. And I'm sure nobody wants to consider that. So let's just consider fans of the song. In that case, let's say just under 50%, about 48%. If you keep the radio constantly on and are used to it being the constant background chatter of your life.
Through 1,000 vampires from the day fleeing unseen oppressed that nightly deep, the straightening and darkened skies of sleep closed on the dreamland dale in which I lay. Eternal tensions numbed the wings of time, while through unending narrow ways I sought, awakening up precipitous gloom. I thought to reach the dawn, far pinnacled, sublime. Rejected at the chosen gates of light, I turned and down new dreams and shadows fled, where beetling shapes are veiled, colossal, dread, with gothic wings, enormous, arched, the light.
What was St. Augustine's problem with women?
Too many.
When will... Go ahead.
It's true. He said, Lord, make me celibate, but not yet.
When will it rain again?
It'll rain again in about a week and a half. We're going to get a lot of rain. I have spoken.
We'll see. What is better, a moral life or one filled with experiences?
They are non-exclusive.
Why? Where is everyone getting these envelopes? They keep writing the questions on them.
From our special jobber.
Why do burners hate on hippies so much?
They don't like looking in the mirror.
Would Chicken have had an easier time finding partners for adventures in cosmetology if he hadn't tried to get them to move to L.A.?
Probably.
What is an Odeon?
A temple of music.
How do I make my podcast and interviews more interesting so that people want to listen?
Play some zippy background music. I don't know how many of you are listeners to the Ask Dr. Al show on radio, but anyway.
What would Adnim do?
I know, you've got to show me the
that. It's too late. What is the alphabetical order? Why is the alphabet ordered the way it is from A to Z?
For convenience.
Where's the podcast guy who's currently left early to do this podcast? How do you know when you have a vegan over for dinner?
I know. It won't eat anything.
The south of France, the south of Florida, and southern California, why the difference?
It's a matter of the latitude.
Where is the Disney gland?
Located up just under the teen gland.
Why alive do cats bring home small, sometimes fruity beans as a proud gift, but just leave them in my living room alive, but not so alive?
It wouldn't be a gift if they took them with them.
I think my parrot has Tourette's syndrome. How do you test for that?
You make sure that it shrieks when it's not covered.
What's that brown spot below the furnace?
Iron, mostly.
Why another Star Wars movie?
Money makes the world go round.
Who is Jon Snow's mother?
Oh, it's Mrs. Ice.
What would be an auspicious name for the first children's book written entirely while fornicating?
What Daddy does at night.
What does the fox say?
As little as possible.
What is something we should absolutely stop praising people for?
Accumulating objects.
What did San Martin and Bouvier say in Rouquill?
That's very hard to answer. You could see that.
What did that guy and the other guy say at that place?
Oh, Boulevard.
Is that what I said?
Simon Boulevard, the great liberator. He said freedom.
There it is. Is it sanitary to share food with your pet rat?
No, the rats would die.
Why does Sancho Panza from Cervantes Don Quixote have so much worldly wisdom for such a simple peasant?
Because he didn't have to do the heavy lifting.
What is the opposite of face blindness?
Body blindness.
Dr. Howe, if you had 2 weeks left in one city, which one would it be?
It would be the city of eternal dreams.
What is the most beautiful part of a woman?
Probably the acetabulum.
When was the last time Sandal?
drop. Thank you. That ends the speed round of the questions. So that would seem to wrap everything up. I see we still have the last
two more questions.
Oh, we have two questions.
Two more questions. And also a book. I have a book. Guys, you should buy my book. I wrote a book.
This is the most beautifully produced book, an interesting book.
It has a CD at the back.
Maybe it's a
fished
out.
No, there's money. It's just somebody wanted to say, I love Dr. Hal. That's what
all.
There she is. She loves Dr. Hal.
The stuff of life permeates it. If you have a teleporter, and I know you do, you have a teleporter, and you could be in one place for 1 hour, Cinderella style, where would you go? Well, I suppose that would be the Sultan of Brunei's kitchen. This is the last question.
This is it right here. And after we get through this question, we're going to get there, okay? So, what...
You want.
What? What?
To what extent is shame a useful emotion? This is a good question.
If others will not hold you back, you can hold yourself back. But with some understanding, some acknowledgement of the role that proportion plays in human events, let's make sure that you're not on a shame trip, secretly digging it.
Remember I was talking about that last question?
Yes, the last question. Yes.
Here it is. We're going to get there.
All right.
But this was, I just had to save this one.
All right.
It's from Portland Gypsy Cap.
Oh, good.
Yay. And it's an important question that I don't think that enough people are really asking.
Well, this will take care of that then.
You know, it's not just asking the question, but it's opening your mind to possibilities. And I think that it's important to kind of stand in front of the mirror and try an idea on. See if it makes your ass look fat.
Or whatever.
She asks. She asks this question that, again, I think it's important that this question be asked. And asked often, all the time. We should be asking this question all the time.
That good, eh?
Well, it's just, you know, you have to have an open mind to these questions,
okay?
Lunar landing. The moonwalk of 1969. Real or fake? Now, I orate this question the way it was written, because that's only fair and stuff. But in my mind, the word lunar landing could never be spoken without the word alleged before it. So I'd like to, if I may I ask it in my own way?
Your landing question!
I'm asking permission. Hey, wait, where's my...
Well, while you're doing
my show is falling apart.
And then I'll be my way.
The alleged lunar landing. Was that real or fake? I guess it was kind of leading a little bit, would you say?
You're lucky there are no brawny astronauts here to punch you out, which sometimes they do when they get fed up with this question, but...
No, you chase a guy up and down the street, you know, whatever. I'm not chasing a guy up and down the street.
That's funny to keep up with this line.
I like the idea that it was fake. That's funner, isn't it? Isn't that fun?
Ask Dr. Hal!
Right, ask Dr. Hal.
Bob always will be Bob. Pipe is the one with the duddle that rains on the roof like fire. It's the one with the waddle in flame in your desire.
Bob, Bob will never change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob.
The Electro Asylum Sound Effects Records. Scream of anguish.
No, it is the scream of ecstasy, Sahib. Scream of satisfaction.
When they hear this program, they say, Zim Zim Salabim.
Sometimes they might say that.
Arch.
If they watch enough TV.
You're going way too fast. Arch. You must turn it down.
It's Godzilla. Tone that crap
Godzilla
down.
Godzilla is going way too fast. You must turn him slow.
How can you study with that stuff pounding in your ear?
I know. It's a pain meter.
Make him go slow, or audience, I must insist that you take Gojira off the air.
Godzilla, shrub. Okay.
No, it's not.
You should confine your shenanigans to the rumpus room.
Yes.
And keep it down to a dull roar.
It's copacetic.
I don't want to hear one peep out of you, kid.
By Godzilla.
Godzilla.
I don't know if I can eat anything else.
Well,
have another cream-filled eclair,
ew.
Doctor.
Yes. It's leaking all over the...
Can't you do something about that runaway Godzilla? I mean, it's not good for it, you know what I mean?
It's walking all over the scenery.
Normal. Maybe...
It is going
to... Oh, it is?
What's its motivation? Why is it doing this?
My Japanese isn't very good. What is Dr. Yoki saying?
Even yet, confirm this with his own eyes. It's hard to know these records. After listening to them hundreds of times,
he is a mysterious person.
Exactly what they sound like. This is the
in my country.
Studio
this is level. Cause for war.
And of course, you know this means
in
war.
In beautiful Tucson, Arizona, home of the saguaro cactus and Jerusalem cricket. Here we visit the colorful University of Arizona, where Revenge of the Nerds, the popular motion picture, was
That's
filmed.
Right. They here shot Revenge of the Nerds at the University of Arizona. Cholesterol.
And here's a high school.
My alma mater.
Sinking slowly.
Into the brain of George Bush.
Yes, but we won't go into that.
To George Bush.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Here's the Union Building, circa 1956. And the museum.
Gracious gosh and God.
The withered old mummy that generations of students have gathered.
Simple
McGagan.
Can be a
band. How do they do it, them students?
Yes, they have that mummy hooked up to a Van de Graaff generator. His old withered hair sticks out of...
At all angles. Yes.
Millions of years ago, giant fires roasted the last of the dinosaurs. It was a heavenly smell, and it's tasted delicious, too. A study of ancient clay deposits has provided new evidence supporting the theory that global fires ignited by a gigantic meteorite named Cosmo contributed to the demise of the dinosaurs and many other creatures 65 million years ago.
That there is any spot, in this case, a sweet spot inside you where God was not. This, of course, is blasphemy, although I am one who believes in Bible stories. Anyway, I doubt if that's the prob, and before you look for such an unlikely...
Okay, how?
Which I think you have to be a nun to be...
Oh, I need to know if there's any kind of correlation between a large...
Well, Mr. Reed, a pilot in the middle of Herbie's
home, burning money so many places.
And money? No, stop. Stop him. He's burning some money.
Jesus loves me.
Money is to burn.
Money is to...
The first year after the impact was dramatic and dangerous. For life on Earth.
Absolutely.
In this study, we can see for the first time how the environment changed then, presumably on a month-by-month basis. Early tests of the pill, form of a drug used to help impotent men achieve an erection, indicate that the pill was safer. More can what the hell? What's this have to do with
micro deficiency? Look at the size of that thing.
Could be dinosaurs. Was found under Godzilla's
body. Look, there he is now. It's Dino. Watch out.
Ugly.
Is it like so?
What's on the table?
He's
clumsy. He's just a little clumsy. That's
all. Oh, there you go. Step
down, Dino.
Back, Dino. Back. Back, boy. Back.
This isn't where...
What a silly little Dino he is, too.
If we just laugh at him, we'll be safe.
Wait a minute, what about this money?
Money is to burn.
Oh, money.
Money is to burn. Stop, he's burning that money.
Yes, I wondered. Godzilla, take this wallet.
Burn this money, Godzilla.
As soon as he takes the money, he will light on fire. Yes.
Yes, take all your money and hold it in Gojira's searing, fiery breath.
And it will burn.
Money is to burn.
There's that guy again.
Anything will burn.
Maybe Godzilla is bringing us a message. Money is to burn.
Gojira just stamped on little salesman.
Money is to burn.
That
That's silly. No one ever burns money.
We're going to try to give you the kind of programming that you've been asking for. The kind that you
sometimes wonder what happens to mine.
Tiny
little tiny tanks.
Here come all the fire engines I've ever seen in Tokyo.
Where are all the fire engines?
Dr. Yamamoto has
fire engines
and his fire trucks too. And fire trucks.
Radio show's little show.
Some of them were overturned in stop-motion animation.
Baby Godzilla sat on the tanks.
Oh, no!
Oh, that's
the styrene
awful.
Goes into unmentionable orifices.
A polyethylene
water cracker. Paradox,
doctor.
The glue is still wet.
Yes, that's
it over
stuck
the
to Godzilla. The ink was not even dry on the deal when Toho sued United Artists.
What about that money?
Yeah, what about it? You know what I say? Money is to burn.
Oh, money is to earn.
You can
burn.
Okay, earn. All right, earn. That makes more sense. Now, don't harm old little tanks or anything over there. You know,
they cost a lot of money. See, that's the thing. You can destroy the little tanks, but then you have to put them all back together for the next movie. It's so hard to remember in what order.
Well, you know, the Japanese have an entire industry that assembles and reassembles tanks.
So don't get... Oh, you can't keep coffee on the big board, son.
The big, scary thing.
Can't we goozle it down the board?
No, it might spill and fall into the old...
There it goes.
In my recording studio at home, I pour coffee into all the equipment, and it improves the electrical characteristics.
What kind of show is this? Godzilla! Sounds you have completely different music!
Suffering as a mental exercise, you wouldn't feel any worse about yourself under those circumstances.
Kate left early. She's suffering elsewhere. I think Hal. Kate, are you here?
No.
Kate, you didn't come up.
difference.
Are you shy? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
They just need a little bit of encouragement, chicken. Drink this. These are real fans of the Ask Dr. Hal radio show, which is not actually happening right now because we're doing a live show. We've got a recording of last week's live show.
It was supposed to happen, but
that's how
they fumbled the ball.
Well, thank you for your question, Kate. We are out of questions. That was our last one.
Out of questions and almost out of time.
But my last schedule is 5 minutes to 12.
One more.
We're going to show. Yeah, we're going to talk about the show that you guys are going to help us promote next week. We want to make this place nice and full. But before you leave us tonight, did you have anything prepared? Maybe one more call?
I knew Eric comes from the same author as Ozymandias.
Woo!
That famous atheist, Percy Shelley, wrote this. Worlds on worlds are turning ever from creation to decay, like the bubbles on a river, sparkling, bursting, worn away. But they are still immortal, who through birth's orient portal and death's dark chasm hurry to close their eternal light in the dust and light gathered around dead chariots as they go. New shapes, they still make new laws, new gods perceive. Bright or dim are they as the robes they last or death their wings. The power from an unknown god, a Promethean conqueror king. Like a triumphal path, we trod the thorns of death and shame. Mortal shape for him, for like the vapor dim, which the orient planet animates with light. Hell, sin, and slavery came. Oh, look, mild and tame. Nor prayed until then, Lord, the moon of Mohammed arose. As by a blazing heaven's immortal moon, the cross leads generations on. Swift as the radiant shapes of sleep from one whose dreams are paradise, fly and fawn. Wretch wakes to weep, and day peers forth with her blank eyes, so swift, so faint. The powers of earth and air fled from the folding star of Bethlehem. Apollo, Pan, and Love, and even Olympian Jove grew weak for killing truth that glared on them. Our hills, seas, and streams bespeakled of their dreams. Their waters turned to blood, their dews to tears, wailed.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming, guys. I hope to see you next week. I leave you with a very capable hand to just hit our
mirror.
Sparky, where the hell are we?
On Walker and Top. But look, kind of spooky.
Please.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know the show.
Hey. Now everything's going to be all right.
The endless expanse of white, no crashing waves, the sense of the height of its magnetic powers.
We had the poetry of Clark Ashton Smith.
What is it that draws people on trips to the desert? Why do so many broken-hearted lovers join the foreign legion? Why do foreign saucerites hold the ceremonies in places where they play desert center?
And then... A quotation from Hell Us by Percy Bysshe Shelley.
Watch this. You put this unit in your basement and you have a complete workshop. All in one piece. Why are you leaving this?
Yes, in this day and age, there are so many enticing ways to spend money. So many places to spend.
Or you could burn
it. It almost seems true. Money is to burn. 50 times a day, we can almost feel the
flames. Oh, oops, I'm stumbling about. My brain's about to...
Hello? Is this some kind of audio animatronic?
The audio animatronic Ant Bursa has broken down.
Listen, you guys, it's sort of giving me the creeps. The whole thing about the...
That was no glitch, officer.
That was an intentional sabotage of this installation.
It's kind of kicking and flopping around.
The creature, whatever it was, gained access to the premises at approximately
47.
You guys should get somebody down here, you know.
Like the vice president? Like Tucson, Arizona, 1962?
I don't know. Lurked in the corridors, thirsting for human.
You know, you're not supposed to get out of this.
Oh, yeah? What are
it's rasping tentacles and regular...
Now we can run around them.
Gimmick, you.
Walking by.
Start experiment H19.
Experiment.
Creativity. And the unique energy of our DJs and community. That's you. Support us today by heading to RadioValencia.fm and clicking the PayPal link. Together, we'll keep the music playing and the mission alive.
Hey, money is to burn. A bell is to ring. A nose is to blow.
Torturing people down here until you call.
A horn is to honk. And money?
You know.
Money is to burn.
Funny enough, the people listening right now, the few that are with us, had unrequited money to burn while we were gone. They had nothing to burn.
Yeah, how much money did you burn while we were gone, folks?
Is money burning yet?
Listen to that smell of burning money.
How much money? A whole wallet? Do you have a wallet?
It's the season, don't you know? Like burning leaves of banknotes and greenbacks.
Hey, I got a whole wallet full of money here.
Hey, you've got a hole in your wallet and your money is falling out.
I'd like burning. You've
got a hole in your wallet.
Library cards, you know, money is to burn.
What a pack of yapping hounds.
Never seen anything like that. Hey, I can't pick it up. It's burning, buddy. What's
money
going out of that hole?
I don't know. Where does the money go? Come on, really. I know,
It goes over there, I guess.
Authentic sound effects, including caller.
Federal government.
It's female caller.
Good caller, Miss Caller. Big short question, please.
All right, now let's not have all that yelling and hell-belling.
Puzzling evidence that's just rushed from the control room. His hair on fire.
Like Michael Jackson.
Puzzling evidence that commercial will have to be discontinued.
And that didn't happen.
I must say, standing this close to
there, he came back.
Where puzzling evidence has been time tweaking those knobs and buttons,
keep your hands to yourself.
It makes me want to leap over there conclusion
when the entropic variation of the situation was stabilized in the continuum.
Whack.
Incredible.
And smaller foolish.
In the Arizona desert, once again.
Muck and melody.
Succulent aroma.
That sleepeth all the niche with open ear.
Hear the hiss of the horrific chuckawalla as it slithers beneath.
For nature pricketh hem in her garages. Then.
Mexican Gila monster squatting.
Longan folk to go on pilgrimages.
Heliderma horridum. And.
Boom.